I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If it's only one team, you know, type rule, I thought it was that team.
You thought Denver.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that T-Wolves team. I think not a big fan.
Well, I wouldn't hate. I wouldn't hate
in
on
terms
the Timberwolves.
Of gambling.
You can't hate on the Timberwolves.
No,
Those folks packed up the Lakers in five. They packed up the Warriors in five. I mean, these folks have been as dominant. Now, we can say Warriors and F-Stab, which is true. They still won four in a row. Hard to do, you know. Yeah. Very hard to do, especially two of those on the road. I don't mind backing them here with 7.5. I think this is like you did see Denver took game one, right?
Of
that series, you know. Yep. So, but then Minnesota lost game one of its series. So I think both teams are going to be on extremely high alert about this game one tonight, mm-hmm. which I think just translates to a closer game one, right? A close within the margin. So again, we know what this is going to boil down to. It's all about that, as they say, turnover economy. And if there is a recession in Minnesota with that, we're going to pay the price. Going to pay the price.
You can guarantee they'll have their matching T-shirts and they'll all be uniform. Yes. You know, they literally, I think they might put a gun to your head if you don't put that shirt on.
It's very important to them. And you can get in the building for like $185.
I saw that.
Great deal, Wisconsin.
It really is. I don't remember what the prices were for the Grizz when they went. I can't imagine they were much, though, back then. I mean, you probably get the bill for $80 back in 2013.
80?
In 2013?
Sure, it was over 100.
It probably was over
100. Vivid Seats on ESPN saying as low as 75 upper deck nosebleed.
In Oklahoma City?
Yeah. That's what the ESPN website at Vivid Seats.
You're probably getting that in Memphis 2013 then for about $40.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If Brad's saying 75 for these,
right. No, this is right. Upper
going
deck,
back
upper
to
deck,
12
upper deck.
Years ago.
I would love to know what people paid in 2013 for their Western Conference Finals tickets.
I think
at the top.
I was lower bowl 13, I think, 13, 14, and I bought tickets. I think it was a couple hundred. It was, you know, 250. It was
you
up
were lower,
there.
Though.
We I was lower. Them upper, I spent a lot of money.
It was the cheapest.
My dad and
in.
I sat next to each other. I'll never forget. It was fun.
Yeah, I went to the Oklahoma City series and passed out in the seat.
Passed out?
Yeah, it was. I went a little too hard on Beal before.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was. You can do that.
I mean, I got to be honest. I was young. I wasn't ready for the moment. Yeah. I mean, I was like 20. It was 2013.
Yeah.
So I was like 22 years old.
That's what you do.
This is why I'm fading Oklahoma City, man. You know, because they're going to pass out in their seat. You know, Ant-Man's going to be ready for this moment. He's an Olympian. He's a gold medalist.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a game where, like, it's kind of weird. I just kind of see an all-in effort for Minnesota in game one.
Yeah.
You know, this is the one where they...
I'd like them to make it a series. I just don't think they will. But
I mean, it's hard to find flaws with Oklahoma City.
If they're crying, they're dying.
That's
tell
right.
You that about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on how that gets officiated for sure. And he's already put the... because I saw Dagnall already talked about it. He was like, we don't feel like there's anything we can say that would influence these officials. They're all really good. They're all officiating the Western Conference Finals. Like, it's nothing I can say that's going to influence them. But we'll see what kind of star whistle Ant-Man gets. He typically does not get a great one. In my anecdotally, it doesn't feel like he's officiated.
Could get extra frustrating if it's the case and the guy on the other side is getting all the calls and going to the free throw line.
That's
like
right.
He usually does in SGA.
That's right. One thing that I did wonder just for the series is, like, who is Mike going to guard? Is he going to be on Dort?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't put
the
him
least
on.
Least offensive threat.
I can't put him on Shea. I can't put him on Jalen Williams. Huh? So I'd have to put him on Dort and just dare Dort to shoot it.
He can't be guarding SGA, no.
No, he won't come close to SGA. I mean, you'll probably put Jaden McDaniels on SGA.
Yep.
And then you'll have Ant-Man on Jalen Williams. But I think Ant-Man would be happy to take that assignment, you know, in spurts as well.
Yeah, you're hiding Mike as much as you can.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing.
He's 37 years old. Yeah. There's only so much you can hide.
Let me ask you this. As we look against the East, I do think that whoever wins the West will be can win the championship, both of these teams. I like them both over Indy and the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, weirdly kind of think the Knicks could do maybe make some noise.
Absolutely could against Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I don't think Brad's far off either. No, I could easily see either one of these two.
Just because of style of play, it's, you know, obviously got scorers. You got some big-time, you know, athletes and Olympians.
Yeah.
And
I think the champs coming out, like, this is, for me, this is the finals, right? This series tonight is the finals. But they still got to play them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if it's Thunder-Knicks, for example, you know, the Knicks will be heard from.
I'll bang them around a little
bit. They will be heard from in that series. I mean, I just, you know, Brunson applies max pressure, bro, every damn possession. He dribbles the ball through the damn court.
It's outrageous.
Which is actually a good thing against the Thunder because you're slowing the game down.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly
he'll just
right.
ISO it up all day long and just wait.
100%.
Which is what you have to do.
100%. They don't want him to get out and run.
So that's kind of his game.
They're going to limit possessions. Yeah. You know, so
you're right. The Knicks would be heard from in that series.
Yeah. I just, they got to beat the Pacers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's going to be a style
be
to make fights. So,
but they should. Feel, don't they feel like they owe them because Brunson broke the hand
last year,
came up short. There's going to be a lot of,
absolutely.
Now we're healthy. We're going to beat
that's
you down,
right.
put
that's
you in your place.
That's right.
We'll be motivated.
So, yeah. Should be a fun couple of series here. Brad's taking Oklahoma City tonight, -6.5. There are some sevens out there. You know, if you want to take, and like I said, there's a 7.5 still at VIP Play Tennessee. If you want to take the extra half a point there, hey, it matters. Okay, it matters. Get the best price for your bet.
Yeah,
but it can matter in these final margins.
NBA footnote here: the Kia NBA All Rookie Team has just been announced.
Oh, we're getting somewhere.
Yes, selection of Edie and Wells. The Grizzlies are the first team to have multiple players as all-rookie first-teamers since 2019 and 2020. Brandon Clark and Ja Morant were on that team, first team. Edie and Wells, first-teamers, folks.
That's good stuff.
It's good.
It also means that we should be getting closer to the All-NBA selections being announced. This is the latest that an MVP has not been announced in a long time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's been people are questioning why we're not getting it.
Yeah.
Why it hasn't been announced as of today already?
Usually it's announced weeks before now.
Yep.
What's the holdup?
I don't know if it's because Shea's still playing or what. I have no idea. But
I mean, they give them during playoffs.
Yeah,
don't they
I think they do, So I don't know. I mean, it should be this week then if they're doing the rookies now.
France's Richiche and Sarr, the first and second overall picks in the draft, respectively become the first two players from the same country outside of the U.S. to be named to the all-rookie first team.
I mean, credit to Jalen Wells for real.
Yeah,
on that with those other guys,
those
who were
dudes,
all high picks in the draft. Jalen's the
Castle
the
was
second
the
round pick, and Castle another high pick, lottery guy. For Jalen Wells to be on there just says a ton about
this dude was a second rounder. Like nobody thought he was going to be this.
Hey,
unfortunately, it's also an indictment of the guy you had ahead of
fair.
Him and Marcus Smart. You know, because that was never the plan to have Jalen Wells, and Jalen Wells beat him out. But,
yeah,
you know, that's. Good.
That's
you
right.
know, if Marcus Smart's not good, Jalen Wells not playing as much as he is. He's not on the All Rookie team. So credit to him. We know that Brandon Clark and Ja Morant that ended up being a good thing for the franchise. This should be too.
Yeah, and listen, there was a lot of talk about Edie when he got drafted that it should have been Khalil Ware. Klingon was obviously drafted ahead of him. Edie's on the first team, and those guys are not. You know, so a little bit of vindication there. Obviously, he still has to develop and still has to get better.
Well, he should thank Isolo. For getting into the job when he did.
Yeah, you're
because Taylor Jenkins had just about benched him and given up on him.
He was not first team when that happened.
Had just about benched him, given it, and Edie put together those double-doubles, a great stretch of play under Isolo.
Yep.
And that's I guarantee you it's what at least cemented it for him on first team.
Totally.
Because Taylor was done. Taylor was throwing that finger sign to Zach.
Yep.
So I'm not going to play your guy.
Oh, you're right. No, you're exactly right.
So Isolo saved that.
Yeah.
And it was obviously better. Jaws played better. And more importantly, you saw, okay, this is Edie. Man, he could do this. Wow, why not play him all year? He should have been in rotation all the time.
Yep. But there you have it. Again, so we should know on the next piece of this is all NBA first, second, third team. Is Jaren going to get that selection?
You know, is that before or after MVP?
Hell of a question. I don't know.
Yeah, because like you said, MVP is supposed to have been weeks earlier. So who knows at this point?
I mean,
we got to be closer since you got all rookies.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, it feels like we're working on our way down the list now. Yeah. So anyway, there you have it. Jalen Wells and Zach Edey on the first team. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about NFL, NBA playoffs, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. VIP Play Tennessee, that's where I've bet the Timberwolves. And let me just make sure before I speak out of turn here. Still the best price. 7.5 minus 109. You ain't going to find that any better anywhere else. I mean, if you like the Timberwolves like I do, you should bet them there. Should bet there anyway. Because new customers bet $5, you get $100 in bonus bets, 20% profit boost on college baseball, 25% on Major League Baseball, NBA, half, 50% second chance bet. So if you miss the first one, you get 50% of those stakes back on an NBA bet. What are you waiting on? Get on over to VIP Play Tennessee. It's available only in Tennessee in the App Store. VIP Play Tennessee, gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Jason Fitz going to join us here in just a little bit. I did see from the Grizzlies that this is the third time they've had multiple players on the rookie team. Obviously, Brad mentioned Brandon Clark and Ja Morant. The third was with Pau and Shane. That was the third time that the Grizzlies had multiple rookies on the, and they ended up being very good players, right, for the Grizzlies. So it tends to be a good sign. You know, it's not like there hasn't been a fluke yet, really, right? Like, they, you know, Powell and Shane went on to be very, very good players for the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Ja and Brandon Clark, obviously, we know. So hopefully that trend continues. Cause I don't know about you. I don't read too much into it. It's nice.
Kind of stems out of being bad, doesn't it?
Say again?
Kind of stems out of being bad, though,
right,
doesn't
that's
it?
True. Yeah,
to
yeah,
be
yeah.
able to
yeah,
get
yeah, yeah.
two good rookies.
That's right.
You've had to have a high draft
exactly.
pick, and then you hit.
Yeah, and you have to play them a lot.
Good
teams don't
typically
play them.
Because, again, there was no guarantee Jalen Wells going to play.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart had to be bad ahead of it.
Well,
Vince Williams had to not be ready to go also for that to happen. So it does come from the – but you're right about the tandems. That I agree 100%. Like, it's like Ja Morant had been great for this franchise. Powell, Shane, and what they were to the franchise at that time. What Powell became in terms of the trade.
Yeah.
You know, what you end up getting back, his brother included, what that led to. So – yeah, no, it bodes well is the way I would put it.
Yep, because if you look at all the you know both teams, right? There's only two playoff teams that have players represented, and this is the Grizzlies and the Heat. And the Heat got the Grizz got swept too. But yes,
Brandon Clark's interesting because I don't think any of us ever thought he made all rookie, but that okay, he's your starting because you have Jaren Jackson Jr. starting for anything else. He was going to be a sixth man in that role, and it feels like this offseason many have sort of said it. Whether it's a wing or big, whatever else, but many have said, you need another guy still there at Jalen's position, and where you're not depending on him to be a starter. And maybe he, like Brandon Clark, can be that impact guy off the bench. It does feel like you need an upgrade there. As good as he was, as consistent as he was, if you can get more experience there immediately, you're going to do that. I mean, there's no question about that. So hopefully, though, like Brandon Clark, he can be an integral part. You know, whether it's as sixth man, seventh man, whatever else, to the rotation. But if you're going back in the next season, starting him and Zach Edey, you know, with your three, I'm not sure you're back to, top four status. You probably got a lot of the same question marks you've already got.
Absolutely. While we're on the subject of rookies, I guess running back, that show on FanDuel TV, I guess that's the show where you get invited only if you say something stupid. Like, this is the show where everybody comes on and says something idiotic, right? Like, this is they've really cornered the market on that because we had, Gigi last week say that Nikola Jokic and Steph are pigeons. And then, 2 months before that, we had Lou Williams on there saying that he knows what it's like, being from Memphis, to have that pressure, right? Makes no sense because he was never here. But today, Boogie Cousins went on and said that he would draft Ace Bailey over Cooper Flagg at number one.
Oh, wow.
Because Ace Bailey, in his opinion, is the closest thing we've seen to Tracy McGrady, who also did not go number one. He went ninth.
What?
But he's a Hall of Famer, in fairness to T-Mac. But yes, I think we can chalk that up as a stupid thing to say, can't we?
Yeah.
There's no other choice besides him, is there?
No, go ahead, draft Ace Bailey. Go ahead. I mean, you'll be
That's silly.
Yeah, you'll be exonerated, or not exonerated, but you'll be exiled from NBA circles forever. So, yeah, I mean, Ace Bailey could be a good, like, he could be a great pro. Like, he's got the skill set. I mean, he definitely does. But you cannot pass on the opportunity to draft Cooper Flagg for the marketing, for the other, like, he might be a generational talent too. Like, I mean, he's got that. He was awesome at Duke last year, and he's shown against top competition, even in the pro level with that select team, like, he's stacks up pretty well. So, why would I take Ace Bailey number one overall? Because he reminds me of T-Mac. T-Mac went ninth. Like, I'll draft him second, I'll feel good about it. Mm-hmm. Or third, I'll feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like, T-Mac was a really good player. He's a Hall of Famer, but he never won a title. Like, he didn't break any. Like, he did the 13 points in 33 seconds or whatever the hell it was. I mean, I love T-Mac, but I don't know if a T-Mac comp is getting me to number one overall when I can draft Cooper Flagg.
That show is it still sponsored by FanDuel?
Yes, it's on FanDuel TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the sense it's not doing very well, and that's why they feel the need, whether it's in the interviews they do get, the people that, the requests that go out and they get yeses on G.G. Jackson, or in what they're saying, Lou Williams saying, Memphis changes scenery.
Yep.
I know Memphis. Ja Morant is not mixing with the sort of element there, as if that's even part of Ja Morant's issue whatsoever. It's not. But just I get the sense of a show that's having to, again, go out and extend itself, say things, get interviews on young guys, get young guys on that are going to call Steph, and you question them into doing that, giving you some of your terminology. Running back knew what he was doing in that interview with GG, and then, you're going to stop him after he starts. Oh, you could be one of them too. I just get the sense that it's a struggling show.
Yes.
And the more we hear about what's coming off of it, I think it's further convincing me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I just saw it and I'm just like, all right, okay. So, I mean, I wish I could ignore it, but man, sometimes it's just so offensive that I can't.
Like, Lou is the one to me, man, because and again, this isn't personal, but just with what's happened with Beadle and her career, and then you think about Chandler Parsons and sort of what the respect level from his peers is like in the NBA. You figure, I mean, it's among it's on the low side.
Yep.
Lou, though.
Yeah,
Lou has always been a guy, I think, that, has had that sort of respect. And he's on there saying outlandish stuff, it feels like, to match them and their desperation.
Totally.
Like, who's listening to Chandler Parsons anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, we stopped listening to him a long time ago with some of the stuff that he said, the fake apologies, all that stuff. And then old Memphis, you come back then and Memphis was terrible. Like, he's shown his colors a bunch of times. And so that's my part with this show is, why Lou? Why you got to be... you're good enough. You can get connected to something else. You don't have to be
absolutely
desperate here and be on this, what I think is a bad show.
Yep.
And has proven that it is a bad show. Lou, I hate that he's gotten himself connected to this and seemingly just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he missed the mark on that John Memphis call. And then I you're from here so you understand it.
I do think it kind of ruined your reputation a little bit.
I mean, you do, man.
Like, you're not credible. Like, you're just a talking head. Where, like, somebody that's had the career that Lou Williams has had as long as he played, you would feel like has more to offer. Honestly, like, he does. Like, when you listen to him, it's like you are the company that you keep, ultimately, and you get lumped in.
Again, they may have made it a great deal for Lou.
Yeah.
Maybe they, FanDuel said, here,
we're
going to pay Lou to go.
He may not have an offer.
And he may not have another offer, but if I'm him, I'd be careful about blowing my credibility, but the respect of my peers.
I agree.
By feeling like I got to say, hot take stuff
exactly.
that really isn't even hitting the mark whatsoever. It ain't the streets of Memphis that right. are, you know, the violent streets of Memphis that are ruining Ja Morant. The man lives in Eads.
Yep.
What are we talking about here?
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think it's a bad look for him yep. in particular. Chandler and Beadle have kind of shown, you know, where they're at this point in their careers.
Absolutely right. That's true. It's true. Same bucket, honestly. All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz will join us. We'll talk to him about the NBA playoffs, NFL, and more. Stick around. Jason, John, 92.9 FM.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
ESPN. Jason Fitz is the host for Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports Radio. Friend of the show, joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, it could be a big day in the NFL because, or at least a big week in the NFL, as we may have some rule changes, some that will impact the NFL, some that will maybe impact football on a grander scale. But let's start with the NFL and the tush push, or whatever they're calling it. Are you expecting it to be outlawed this week at NFL meetings?
Yeah, I mean, from everything I keep hearing, yes. Do I think it should be? No. This is one of those unenviable situations where, yeah, like, the funny part about it to me is they keep using the probability of possible injury. Like, but still, I think this is the equivalent of, you know, going to Randy Moss in his prime and saying, hey, these are the routes that you run so well, we can't stop them, so we're just not going to let you run them anymore. It makes no sense to me. But, yeah, I mean, all indications that I seem to hear is that the tush push is going to get pushed out. So I hope that's not the case, or they at least shelve it for another year for more conversation. But yeah, I think it's gone.
Fitz, and I'm with you. I hear what you're saying, and I respect it. Because there is a part of me that says, well, just stop it. But the thing you said, I mean, and Randy Moss, and you couldn't stop it, but there was an excitement in seeing Randy go up over the top of those guys. Would you give me at least that the tush push? Watching it as an NFL fan, whatever else, it's boring to watch. Like, it's not in a league that wants points, right? And we've talked about it here. You know, the receivers, you can't touch them anymore. The quarterbacks can't hit them. Tush push goes against that, doesn't it? It's boring.
Yeah, and that's, one of the things I've heard from a couple of smart people is that Roger Goodell just doesn't like the way it looks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like watching the play. And, now you've got a bunch of teams that can't do it well, and you've got Roger saying, this isn't the way we want football to look. And it's like,
right. That's
just a slippery slope. Frankly, I don't care if it was my favorite team that executed a play better than everybody else. I'd be mad as hell if they just took it away for no good reason. So, where's the line drawn that? Like, if a team turns around and decides that they're just not going to have wide receivers anymore, they want to put all tight ends and running backs on the field and nobody has a stop for it, and they drown the clock. They just sit there and crawl the clock down and win games 6-3. Are we going to outlaw that? Like, I don't know where the line is. I hear you, and I think you're right. That is a big part of the reason. I just don't love that being part of the reason.
Yeah, especially because, again, like, only one team has like, it's like literally an attack. That's how I would feel.
Yeah.
If it was my team, I'd be like, this is egregious. We will not stand for this.
Well, and you got your Super Bowl, so live high on that.
Well, I want more. Why am I being limited to one? Are we rationing Super Bowl trophies?
No. I mean, heck, but if you're the Eagles fan base, you already got insulted. Like, why are the Chiefs getting this much national TV love every single week? It's like, did I miss something? The Chiefs weren't the Super Bowl champion. Like, I know they're the ratings draw, but last time I checked, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, and it just seems like all we talked about was the Chiefs and the schedule. Like, it's just kind of crazy to me.
My only pushback at that point, but we've had rules in football. We said where you can't push the player, right? You can't push your own guy. And so we're not coming from a place where this is something brand new we've never seen. We've literally, at some points in football and at some levels, we outlaw this. You can't push your own guy. We were raised on that. That's the only
difference. Is also part of this rule that's going to be enforced.
Right.
So when you talk about things that we love watching offensive linemen just come cramming up and just hitting the backside of a running back and pushing him forward for 5 more yards, that is now going to be illegal under this tush push.
Yeah,
so understand that, like, for everybody listening, this isn't just about the Eagles. Like, if Ashton Jeanty is sitting there stuck at the line of scrimmage and the entire Raiders team comes in and plows in behind him and he falls forward for 4 yards, can't do that anymore. Like, so that's taking away an exciting play.
Yeah. Y'all would probably kill Ashton Jeanty doing that anyway, Fitzy. Y'all don't need to roll up on that man's back.
That's probably fair.
How about NFL and you want to see Ashton Jeanty representing America in the Olympics or what?
No, I don't. Not look, I don't want anybody from my favorite team to go.
No, that's right.
I can't tell you this. Like, Inside Coverage did we did a lot on flag football today. The podcast on Yahoo, and Charles Robinson came with info casually that none of the rest of us even knew. And so I could tell you really definitively that while GMs and coaches, they sit there and say, we don't really want anything to do with this. The league owners desperately want this, and they want this because they have watched the success of the NBA in China and overseas, and they've looked at it and they've said for years, the advantage that the NBA has, basketball has, is that all you need is a ball and a hoop. So how do you replicate something where all you need is a ball in a field? So the owners are so passionate about this because they believe this flag football entity is the actual growth portion of the game that gets to overseas. And when you actually talk to players when you talk to actual players, like the guys around the union are pretty passionate. The players desperately want to be part of this in part because, man, only 12 players every 4 years are going to get a gold medal or whatever it is. So like there's a small number of gold medals compared to Super Bowl rings even, but above and beyond that, they're all looking at like the Kobe's of the world. Like once you market yourself to the rest of the world without a helmet on, your money flies to the roof. Well, what is flag football? Like for the Olympics, flag football is going to be a chance for Nike to trot every one of their Nike athletes that are NFL players on this team without a helmet on over to, India to promote the Olympics flag football. That's going to increase their marketability and their money.
Yeah.
So like the players want part of this because of the cash. The owners want part of this because they believe this is the true growth outlet for the future of football worldwide. So, guys, not only is this an easy win, but I genuinely believe the NFL is going to start pumping resources. Like, I think in the next 5 years, we're going to start to see flag football raised to the point that there will be college football programs. I mean, think about NIL and the way they're trying to figure out how to spread money in Title IX. Well, co-ed college, co-ed or women's flag football teams – are also ways to continue to grow women's sports, which you need for the equity of money spent. So if you follow the dollar signs, man, I don't know that we're not looking at a decade from now, a separate from the NFL, because this isn't supposed to replace the NFL. I think separate of the NFL, you very well could end up with a Tennessee Titans flag football team that plays in the spring, for example. And, you know, I think fans will watch that. If it has their favorite logos, their favorite teams, I think they'll watch that stuff. So this is about the growth of the game, and owners aren't going to let it go. They are going to use flag football to grow the NFL.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
I hadn't considered
the UFL's not working.
I knew how invested they are in it. I've seen the women's leagues and everything else, but thinking like you're saying, this is our way to grow it and make it simple for everyone. You know, there's the money. There's the great horizon.
Yeah, and now you don't have to worry about, you know, if we're being honest on a globalization of the sport, how many people in Egypt are suddenly turning around saying, I'm going to learn how to tackle, right? Like, that's a total difference. So now what you get is you get all of the excitement of explosive plays and all the excitement of 7-7 with open field. And, you know, you're going to put some of these great, you know, the fastest NFL players on display in the Olympics on top of it. Like, in addition to the future where I think, you know, in the next CBA, we're going to see 18 international games. There'll be an international game every single week. I think that's as good as done. So in addition to that, I think these international games are going to become part of how the NFL tries to co-brand itself with NFL flag football. This is inevitable at this point.
Interesting.
It's gone. If they do a NFL-backed spring league, that's flag football, like you said, the Tennessee Titans flag, that will beat out this UFL stuff in a heartbeat. Like, you put them to bed.
And I don't think, they'll be using NFL players. I think this will be its own, you know, you'll fall in love with, you know, whoever the starting quarterback is.
But to your point, you're slapping that Titans mascot on it, though, right? I mean, you're giving the NFL push to it. Yes, man, that's going to, you know, I'm going to watch that over watching Showboats all day long. You know, if it's got Chicago Bears on it.
100, like, when you wake up and football's over and you're like, starting next week, you know, the Las Vegas Raiders flag team, I'm like, let's go. Like, I want to see what that looks like. Like, same stadium, same everything. Like, I think this is, I think we're on to something, you know, that gives the NFL another growth model. And that's what, like, look, at some point, there's only so many TV dollars 100%. Domestically to go around. Like, at some point, you need more international money. That's why they continually do this. And, you know, credit, you guys live in an NBA market. You know this. You work in an NBA market. Like, the NBA is a global sport, right? Mm-hmm. And the NFL's got to look at that with tremendous jealousy.
They do. They tried NFL Europe. All that stuff failed. Let us be clear.
We work in a UFL market.
Yeah. No, my bad.
I get it.
Just picked up our second win.
The Nashville jealousy is extremely off-putting from you. That you don't want to refer to this as a UFL market. You guys don't have a UFL team. I get it.
That's my bad.
But I thought we talked about you not bringing that to the show.
This is what we need to do. And I've said this before with the UFL. Now I'll take it to flag football. They really want to rise everything. Then brand-wise, what I would do is I put that same Titans logo, those same Titan gear, same ownership, but I pop them in Memphis. I'd pop the Vegas flag football equivalent. I'd pop them in Reno with the same Raiders, everything. And it's like, all right, find if you're the New England Patriots, instead of putting them in Boston, you put your flag football arm in Hartford, Connecticut, a place that absolutely lives, eats, and breathes it. And then all of a sudden, you've got this opportunity to expand. You know, it gives you can play in smaller fields in those places. You can play in soccer stadiums in those places. And all of a sudden, bam. You are in a situation where you're growing your fan base across the state. I mean, to me, that makes a ton of sense.
Dude, you've opened my eyes. There's no question about it. All right, what about the third proposal, which was Detroit's, and sounds like it's not as likely to pass as Tush Push or Olympics and flag football. But isn't it a no-brainer to go to the reseeding so you don't have we've used the example, a 10-7 NFC South team ahead of a second-place NFC East team that's gone – you know, 13-4? Is this not a place we need to eventually get to, or would you push back on that?
I think the only reason it's not a no-brainer is let's use the college football mentality. Okay. And so let's look at the AFC South. Like, the Houston Texans this year are likely to win the AFC South, and no offense to Titans fans listening, I don't think the Titans are going to put up a ton of resistance. I don't think the Colts are any good. Like, just go down the list. Like, it is the Jags are no good.
Yeah.
It's a terrible division. So a 12-win Houston team is now all of a sudden sitting around and saying, okay, well, we won 12 games. We should be the number two seed. And then you turn around and you're like, okay, but what about this Chargers team that had to go through the AFC West? It's far more difficult. Or this Ravens team that had to go through Cincinnati and, you know, let's see what the rest of the division looks like, right? Like, if you go to the NFC, I mean, I understand the Lions are putting this proposal in because they're scared at this point that they could have the same fate is the Vikings.
Right.
The problem with the proposal, though, is that what if Tampa Bay, and NFC South is going to be god-awful. What if Tampa Bay wins 13 games this year playing nobody? So because that, while there is schedule equity within a division, 14 of the 17 opponents are the same, is there schedule equity within a conference? And if the answer to that is no, can you simply blindly take, I mean, this would be the equivalent of reseeding the playoffs based on record in college football and then allowing a team like Clemson that wins a bad ACC one year to be ranked ahead of a team like Georgia that just got through the SEC. And that you're going to start having those strength of schedule questions big time on that if they start doing it.
Yeah. Talking to Jason Fitz, joins us every Tuesday here on the show. All right, what's the best possible finals remaining? If you could pick, handpick, best finals, who you got?
Well, from a basketball standpoint, honestly, I think, like, you know, taking on Oklahoma City versus Indiana is the better series. A lot of depth on both sides of that. Like, I really love that. From a ratings standpoint, Anthony Edwards taking on the Knicks has got to be what the league is salivating for, right? Like, SGA isn't the same quote machine, star power, everybody flocks to watch him guy. Like, I love SGA. I love watching him play. But the league is trying to anoint Anthony Edwards. I mean, watch every show today. Every single show today was like, is Anthony Edwards about to be the face of the league, right? Like, everybody's having that combo. So I think ESPN and the league are desperately praying for the Knicks to be taken on the Timberwolves because, let's be honest, Indiana versus Oklahoma City, like, are casuals going to watch that? Can you even sell that to somebody that hasn't watched basketball all year? Because that's what happens in the Super Bowl. Like, you cannot watch a single football game all year. And you're like, oh, I've heard of Patrick Mahomes. Let's watch the Chiefs take on the Eagles. Like, if the Knicks are in the final, you're like, oh, yeah, man, everybody's seen Timothy Chalamet. Like, this is awesome. Indiana is a really good, deep, balanced basketball team that can get you minutes from everywhere and points from all over the place. And they swarm and they play really hard. They play good defense and all of these things. I could say a lot of the same things about OKC. Better basketball, but, man, nobody's going to give a damn.
Yeah, it is a problem. People are just bored by them, and I don't know, you know, why that is necessarily, but we will have a seventh champion in 7 years. It wasn't that long ago, Fitz, that people were crying about the NBA being predictable, and now we've got seven different champions in 7 years. I mean, that's kind of what you dream of as a league in a way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Look, I said this the other day on Fox. Like, parity is actually at the top end, parity is being better accomplished by the NBA than anybody right now. The problem is parity at the bottom end stinks. And in the NFL, what you've got is the opposite. Like, parity means you can go from terrible to middle of the pack, but the NFL is dynasty driven, right? So, like, it's funny how we sit here and talk about the NFL and their parity all the time. And I make the argument that the NBA should say, hold my beer. Seven champions in 7 years is a staggering accomplishment that should make the sport more interesting. But realistically, this is just an overall thesis. When you spend all of your time turning everything about your sport into an episode of Real Housewives, when it always has to be drama between this guy and that guy and drama between LeBron and stuff, when all you sell is that, how do you sell deep and meaningful? How do you sell, like, a real conversation? And that's what you'd have to have if you want to talk about this series. Like, you need true basketball experts to break down truly expert basketball, and that's just not as sexy or fun for everybody. So you can't suddenly take the turn when all you've done is make Mission Impossible movies. Now you can't give me an artsy movie and have anybody care. And that's, like, Mission Impossible movies are great, but, like, that's what the NBA has done to itself and the marketing partners have done to it for the last 15 years.
Absolutely. Fitz, you're the best, man. Thanks very
much.
Thank
you, brother.
Appreciate you as always.
Appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. Yeah, a Titan satellite flag football franchise in Memphis, man. Play that at the sim.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. Now we got a use for it. Get the UFL up out of here.
Yeah, the University of Memphis will benefit from that event.
Yeah. I don't know how many people would go watch a flag football game, though.
Bro, again, when you slap Chicago Bears on it and you slap Titans on it.
Yeah.
Now, if you slap Raiders on it, folks going to turn away. But the other NFL teams, mm-hmm. the legit teams,
yeah,
We're going to get behind them. We don't care that they're not Bears.
And not
I can go wear my Bears gear down there to the game.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it's the. It, I mean, I would probably be more compelled to do it than to watch the UFL.
I'm gonna have them former Melrose Golden Wildcats and some Bartlett Panthers. All them. We're gonna beat somebody.
Yeah. Now you're right. That's a good. I mean, that's.
I mean, I guess are these teams then coming from the area?
Well, I think so. That would make sense.
Is it a nat? You've gone out and found all the best flag football players in the world. Or in the country, and you've put them on your team.
We'll have to workshop that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Does it have geographical ties? And my Bears are from that area, and your Titans are from this area, Nashville, Memphis.
It's a great.
That'd
thought.
Be interesting.
We got to figure that.
I think Fitzy's onto something. There's possibility this thing could wipe out UFL.
Well,
just because
it ain't gonna take much.
It will be NFL backed, and you'll be using the logos and the teams.
Yeah,
very smart.
Hey, you know what else is smart? Going with our friends at the Live Love Group. In fact, if you don't UFO, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, you got to get with our friends Jennifer Carson and her team at Live Love Group, because they're going to help you make the most money when you're on the selling side. And you know, if you have a dream home that you're looking for, they're going to find it for you, and they're going to get you the best deal. They are great advocates for you in that process, and it's why we recommend them every day, and we're proud to recommend them. But you got to reach out, sold at livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200, whether you're calling Jennifer Carstensen now or later, it's all going to be the same. She's going to do the best job possible for you, as John said. If there is a good ownership situation for you, you're currently in a renting one, she's going to get you in it. She will carve out that path, but only if it's good for you. As the situation was for me back in 2018 when she helped us find our dream home. We're in a much better spot. We'll forever be indebted to Jennifer Carstensen. It's why you should call. She can help you in the same way. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.